From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria says it has broken the siege of a key airbase. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State fighters for 2 years. The commander of the Kawiris Air Base in Aleppo, Major General Munthir Zaman, saluted his soldiers, who he says remain steadfast. The month-long offensive was aided by Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria's future to come to agreement on a list of terror groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said any future ceasefire will not apply to terrorist organizations. And in Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry would deliver a major speech on Syria on Thursday.
This is, I think, an effort by the secretary to lay out in very concrete terms what we're trying to do, what our strategy is, what we're looking to accomplish. Now, there may be new elements in that, but that's, I think, the overarching goal.
Mr. Kerry is to take part in a second round of talks on Syria's future Saturday in Vienna. A senior U.S. diplomat Tuesday urged Burundi to begin internationally mediated talks with the opposition to end the country's political crisis. Tom Perriello, the U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, spoke in Bujumbura.
It is crucial for all parties to respect their commitments, to join an internationally mediated dialogue with no preconditions and without delay. This is the only viable way to return Burundi to the path of peace and prosperity. The international dialogue will complement the inter-Burundian dialogue, thereby increasing the likelihood of success.
Meanwhile, a UN human rights official warned Tuesday that Burundi's violence threatens to spiral into an ethnic and regional conflict. Scott Campbell called on Burundi's neighbors and the African Union to help resolve the crisis. This is VOA News. 2 weeks of relative calm in Jerusalem came to a violent end Tuesday when two Palestinians were killed and another wounded in stabbing attacks against Israeli security personnel. 12 Israelis and nearly 80 Palestinians have been killed so far in a wave of violence that goes back to September. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in Washington Tuesday that any two-state solution with Palestinians must allow Israel to maintain security control over territory that it gives away.
Any deal or any arrangement, unilateral or negotiated, must have Israel maintain the ability to defend itself by itself against any threat, including from territories that are ceded.
He also took aim at what he called the persistent Palestinian refusal to recognize a Jewish state. Russia says air links with Egypt will remain cut for months over security concerns at Egyptian airports in the wake of the October 31 plane crash of a Russian jetliner in the Sinai that killed all 224 people on board. A Kremlin spokesman said Egypt must improve security at Sharm el-Sheikh, Cairo, and the Red Sea resort of Hurghada. The cause of that crash remains under investigation. A strong 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck late Tuesday off the coast of Chile at a shallow depth of 10 kilometers northwest of Santiago. The same area was hit by an 8.3 magnitude quake in September. A Kenyan journalist was briefly detained by police Tuesday over an article about corruption in the Kenyan Interior Ministry. Senior reporter John Girachu of the Daily Nation newspaper was asked to reveal his source for the story. John Githongo, an anti-corruption activist, is not surprised at the reporter's detention.
This is the most corrupt Kenya has been since we started measuring corruption in the 90s. And I've been involved in this area for almost 20 years. This is the worst it's ever been.
Media rights groups denounced the reporter's arrest. U.S. Ambassador Robert Godek has called corruption a crisis in Kenya, undermining the country's future. European and African leaders are meeting on Malta Wednesday to discuss ways to stem the flow of migrants and refugees from Africa to Europe. Eritreans currently make up the bulk of nearly 140,000 people who arrive in Italy from Africa by sea so far this year. The European Union says its asylum processing is so clogged with foreign migrants seeking refuge, it could take a year to process all pending applications, even if the influx stopped. An assessment finds almost one in three migrants has been waiting at least 3 months for applications to be processed, with 200,000 others waiting 6 months or longer. Doctors have told former U.S. President Jimmy Carter there is no evidence his liver and brain cancer has spread and say he's responding well to treatment. Mr. Carter publicly revealed his illness in August. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.